fellow ink drinkers, and welcome back to the Blind Girls Book Talk podcast. Aria.
And I'm Belle.
And we are two legally blind sisters who love reading and love books. And so what we've done is we've created this show in order to talk about that. We talk about a wide variety of bookish content, and that can range from bad retellings of stories, book-to-movie adaptation comparisons, buddy reads, recent reads, bookish challenges. Really, the list does go on and on. And today, well, first of all, welcome back, everybody. I know it's been a little bit since we've been here, but we are back now. And a couple housekeeping things off the top. So this podcast has always kind of been, we upload once a week, and that's what we do. However, because we are going to be doing some other things, we're starting some other things, we don't want this podcast to suffer us trying to do it every single week. We would rather it be not that. And also, like, editing on weeks where our other show, It's a Blind Life, comes out, it can get very hectic for my schedule. And it's just a lot. So in order to kind of fix that, we're going to be dropping this down to a bi-weekly show. That's not anything I ever expected us to do, but honestly, I think in the long run, it's going to be better for us to do that.
It'll be easier because we're going to have the other thing, which is a completely unrelated note to any podcast
right,
stuff.
Exactly.
And, you know, I still have school on top of the other thing, on top of both podcasts.
Yeah, it's a lot. It really is a lot. Because I was even looking at the schedule and trying to fix it. And it's just, it's pure chaos and pure insanity right now. So honestly, I do think dropping it down to bi-weekly is going to help tremendously to just like make sure we're doing what we need to do. Gives me time to read what I need to read, you know, for different episodes. It gives Belle some time, you know, if she wants to read something. We just need more time. And I think that honestly, dropping this down, like I said, it's going to be better in the long run. So heads up about that.
The episodes even may be longer, depending on how we feel.
Exactly. And that's the thing. Because Blind Life, it is very different from this show. But dropping this down to bi-weekly also might help to kind of lengthen some of these episodes, especially for stuff we really want to talk about, so we're not really rushed. Because I know there's been episodes in the past where I've just wanted to talk and talk and talk and talk about stuff. Surprising no one. But I couldn't, because we needed to keep it to a shorter time frame. So that being said, we are still going to be on Instagram. I think none of that is going to change. So yeah, that's pretty much what we've got going for that. That all out of the way. Why are we here today? What are we talking about today? Well, we are talking about bookish frustrations. So the things either in books, surrounding books, that are very, very frustrating to us. And the first thing that comes directly to my mind that is extremely frustrating for a reader is reading slumps. Okay. I just went through a mini one while we were moving because, okay, so we moved, right? Things were crazy.
I never want to do that again.
I know. That was pure chaos. We're still in the middle of moving, but it's a lot.
We're in the middle of unpacking.
Yes, that's better. Thank you. That's the word I needed. Yeah. We still have a little bit of unpacking to do. I mean, most of it is done. It's just the little stuff that you kind of like don't know necessarily what to do with and, you know, all of that jazz. But in this case, though, still have to unpack a little bit. And because of all that, you know, didn't have a lot of time to read, which
that
obviously
was just insanity.
Yeah.
Like that, I thought I knew what was happening. And then, like, I had it written in my planner. Oh, because our parents came to help us move, being the wonderful humans that they are. Our aunt and uncle who helped us move down here in August came down. And I had it all written down on who was coming when. That was not who came when.
Yeah.
That did not happen that way.
Nope.
I was not prepared.
No, none of us were.
None of us were prepared. It was
chaos.
It was chaos.
It was chaos and insanity.
Because on top of that, you had you all trying to move things, me still trying to go to class and get my schoolwork done.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a great time. We had a fantastic time.
Maybe that will be an episode for Blind Life.
It will be. Go over to Blind Life. I think we're going to do an episode over there. If you want to know more about everything that happened in our moving experience, we will go over all that and insane. Talk about the saga that is moving.
The saga that is moving and trying to move when the one who makes all the decisions can't be there to make the decisions. Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So we'll go over all that, though. But because of all that insanity, couldn't read, didn't have a lot of time. I think I read a total of 2 books for the month of February. But the thing is, which considering the fact that I have 20 million things going on at once when it comes to reading, like, is not good. This is actually quite terrible for me.
Girl, I have been reading Wattpad for the past month.
That's fair.
It's like, I just can't.
That's fair. However, it got to the point where, like, a book that I was really interested in, because it sounded really good. Like, I was kind of reading it a little bit. It wasn't doing what I thought it was going to do. And I was like, hold on. I was really excited about this book. I thought it would be very interesting. Like, there is no way right now that I'm not interested in this. Because, like, it's not like the writing was bad. The writing's pretty good. It's not that it's the book's fault in any way. It is me. There's something going on with me. So let's see here. We're at the day of recording this, we're in the beginning of March. So last week, I was just like, I'm trying to go through a reading slump. That can't happen because I need to be able to be back up and reading by the time Book Talk comes back and, you know, all that jazz. So I was just like, how do I stop this? Like, there's got to be a way to fix this. And so what I did for the whole last week of February, I did not touch a book. Like, I didn't look at it. I didn't do anything. I did not read. And last night, I had picked up a book again because I was like, let's just see. It went so much better for me. So I think that that's kind of what I needed. I just needed a week. Like a full week of just, I'm not touching a single thing. I'm not reading it. I'm not doing it. I can always catch up later. It will be fine. And if I don't make goals, I don't make goals. It is what it is. There is nothing I can do about it. So, yeah, that was a good time. And yeah, but it was still very, very frustrating because I was just like, I should be getting through like some of the many books that I need to read. Like, I've got a lot of things coming up for Book Talk that I need to get on to reading. Like, I've got a lot of other ideas of stuff, trying to do a reading challenge. Like, it's a whole thing. And it's just not going well for me. And I'm like, well, so much for optimism.
It's only March.
It's only March. It's only March, but also it is March.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is insane to me. But regardless. So yeah. So that was all that. Now, what's one of your just big frustrations bookish wise there, Belle?
When I want to read, but I want to do something else, so I can't read if I want to do that other thing. So it's the pick and choose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if I want to crochet, I can't crochet and read. I have to pick one or the other.
Yeah.
And crochet has been winning.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that. Although the thing is that I do a lot of times, like, if I'm like, I want to read, but I also...
You
like,
do audiobooks.
Yeah, I do the audiobooks.
People annoy me, so I do not.
That's fair. I get that. I totally get that. But yeah, that is... there are some times, though, when I'm like, I don't want an audiobook. I don't want this, like, but I want to read. Now, that's where I get annoyed, where I'm like, I don't want an audiobook, but I want to read, but I also have to do this other thing. And it's just like, no, why? It's real bad.
Yeah.
It's real bad. Okay, another bookish frustration. I mean, it's kind of like a mini frustration. And again, for the most part, it is like me. It is something with me. Is when... I'm not vibing with a book. Like, I get very frustrated, I think, with myself when it's a book that I'm like, this seemed really interesting. I want to read this. And then, like, I start reading it and I'm like, I'm not vibing with this. It's not gelling. I'm not immersed. And most of the time, it's not even, like, the writer. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like it's bad writing. It's not an interesting story. You know, there are just some times where, like, there are very rare occasions when that happens. But for the most part, it's not that. It's just, I'm not vibing with this book. And that's it. Like, and it just gets very frustrating sometimes to be like, I want to love this and I don't. And I'm frustrated about that fact.
Yeah, I get that. Because, like, I'm currently having that with even, like, books that I know I like. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been trying to reread A Good Girl's Guide to Murder.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't.
Yeah.
I believe I have stopped and restarted that book 5 times.
Yeah. That, well, and, like, the thing is there was a book that I read. I read Divine Rivals. And I really liked that book. And we, at the beginning of the year, Belle and I had taken a Barnes & Noble trip because celebrating, you know, her getting her grades, actually trying to take her mind off the fact that she was getting her grades.
It was literally the day grades were dropping and I was freaking out.
Yeah. So I was like, we're going to distract you. We're going to take a trip to Barnes & Noble. It's going to be great. And so we did. And we did have a good time that day. But I found the next book, which was Ruthless Vows, at Barnes and Noble. So I was like, oh, great. Like, I'll just read this. Like, it'll be fantastic. And it'll count for something in a reading challenge. It's going to be great. I picked up and put down that book so many times. And granted, also, it was kind of like when we were getting ready to move. So, like, I was like, well, just wait until you move and then try to go back. But, like, I don't want to. And it's not that it's bad, because, like, I really liked the first book. The second book is starting out really well. Objectively, I see that. But in my head, I'm just like, I'm not vibing with this. I'm not, and I don't know why, and I'm frustrated, and I cannot continue reading this. I can't do it. I'm done. So, yeah, that's a little frustrating, especially because I'm like, I need to read this, though, because I do want to know what happens. And like I said, it's helping me with a different reading challenge. So, like, there's all that. What's another one for you?
I'm thinking.
I know. It's very hard to think of up of these sometimes, to be honest.
I know. I know there are so many that I have, because I swear I complain every other episode about something.
Yeah. The thing is that, and I feel like this might be something that I remind everybody of at the end of the episode. At the end of the day, like, yes, some of these things are very frustrating, but also a lot of times, especially us, like, when we get frustrated, it's kind of like, okay, we're frustrated, but that isn't going to help the situation. So we just kind of move on in whatever way we can. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like we ruminate on it. It's not like...
I don't lose sleep over this.
Yeah, exactly.
I have just too many other things that I lose sleep over is not this.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, I'm frustrated by that, but it is what it is, and that's how it is, and, you know, we're just going to move on. Because, like, at the end of the day, that's kind of... I think sometimes the better way to be, instead of just being like, I'm so angry about this and I'm going to ruminate about this all the time. And it's like, no, just let it go, man. Like, and very much a lot of these bookish frustrations, like, yes, it's frustrating. Yes, it's annoying. But at the end of the day, I kind of have to just be like, okay, I'm just letting that go, because it doesn't help anybody. It doesn't help me. It's not helpful to anything I need to do. So yeah, so what else are you thinking of?
Okay, this is a Belle specific, because it is. I am frustrated that I have to read so much for school so that I don't want to read because my brain hurts.
Yeah.
And I can't use my brain.
Yeah, I get that. I had a mini version of that in college, because it was just like, I want to read, but like, I've got all this other reading that I need to do and all this
that
other
you didn't do.
Yeah. All this other brain work that I need to do. So it's just like, I'm very tired and I can't focus on reading, and I'm bummed about that.
Second semester is so brutal.
Second semester is the literal worst thing in the world.
Says the one who's not going through it.
No, but I always struggled in second semester, though.
I've never, like, college, I breezed through. Law school, different beast, which I knew. First semester, yeah, okay, it's a struggle because, you know, you're adjusting to
everything.
Second semester, holy crap.
Yeah.
Someone took little minnow guppy me, threw me in a shark tank, said, you're now a shark, and figure it out. And I've just been chasing, baby shark's been over here chasing her own tail for a good hot minute. I thought I found the light. I did not find the light. That happened many a time. I would get real excited that I thought I figured something out, and then 2 seconds later, the whole house would just hear a disappointed sigh.
Yeah.
Because I did not figure something out. Because, like, I was like, oh, yes, this is perfect. I get this. I got this. And then I finish reading a paragraph, and then I'm like, nope, never mind. That just contradicted everything.
Yeah.
Because I have oral arguments, and I hate oral arguments.
Yeah. I get that.
Writing this semester has killed me. So, like, I don't want to touch a book because I'm reading so many Supreme Court cases. And those aren't easy breezy.
No.
They're, like, 50 pages minimum sometimes.
That's a lot of pages.
And, like, you just gotta get through them. Supreme Court justices, they're wordy, man. I swear sometimes I swear, sometimes I'm reading this and I'm like, I swear you just want to hear yourself write.
Yeah.
Like, I swear. Like,
that wouldn't surprise me. That wouldn't surprise me in the least.
Oh, it's frustrating.
I can understand. I can get that.
So, like, it's not that me reading uses up so much brain power, but it's still using my brain, and I need to not use my brain.
Yeah, I can understand that, because it's just like, I don't know. It's just frustrating sometimes, because it's just like, meh.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Okay, this isn't a real frustration, but I can remember kind of being frustrated about this when I was little. So a lot of times when I was younger and we would take, like, car trips, you know, to different places, and, you know, we'd be in the car for hours. Of course, I was reading, right? And the one thing I would get frustrated about is that I would, like, read as it was getting dark. Like, I would read as long as physically possible. There were a lot of times where it was like, yeah, it's dark, but I'm also still able to make out the letters on the page. Like, I could still see them. And my parents would be like, you need to stop reading. You're going to hurt your eyes. Stop it. Like,
just how stop much it. Worse am I going to hurt my eyes?
I know, right? But I'm like, they stopped me from trying to gain a skill of reading in the most little light possible. Like, gosh darn it. And then, you know, they would stop me, and then I would try to look at it again. And I couldn't, like, at that point, it was too dark to see. So it was like, I was on a roll. I was on a roll and I was reading and you stopped this from occurring. And that's rather annoying. Absolutely not. We don't love this. And now, in my old age, I can barely read with the little reading light that I have on the side of my bed at night. And that is very frustrating because it's well, also, okay, to be fair, the little light that I picked has a dark, it's like a mosaic shade almost.
We went on vacation. We went to the Titanic Museum in Tennessee. If you haven't gone, highly recommend it. It's really cool. And in the gift shop, they had like these mosaic lamps.
Yes.
And we each found one that we really liked.
Yes.
So we ended up getting them. So, like, our lamps, they had, like, a couple different overall designs.
Yes.
That you could get. But Ariana and I each got the same design, except my lamp shade is what? Silver and white?
I think it's like a silver. It's called, they call it blue, actually. Like, on the box, it's written as blue.
Mine is not blue. I know it's not blue.
But it's a lot of, like, light pieces.
It's like silvers and some whites and
that kind of thing.
That type.
Where mine, I think mine says green, but I think the actual...
Yours is black.
Yeah, it's actually black. So it's actually a very nice nightlight because it just, you know, it doesn't give off a very bright light. Like, it's just this nice little bit of light. It's lovely. But also, there are times when I'm reading and I'm like, I can't read by this. It's not bright enough. It's very frustrating. And it's like, if I would have built up that skill, I would have been able to read in the dark.
I do not have that issue. I
dislike you.
A cave troll.
I dislike you.
So, like, for me, my light is too bright sometimes.
We need to switch lights.
We honestly probably should. Because I'm just like, it's too bright. Like, I don't know. I don't know what happened to me in college, but my little hidey hole of a bed, it has made me into a troll. Like, I hate it when Aria will leave the hallway light on, and I'm just like, it's too bright. You don't need this light.
And I'm just like, gosh darn it. And being the one who's more light sensitive, I'm just like, I'm the one in the brightest bedroom in this new house. I'm the one who, like, turns on the lights and Bella's just like, ah. Just like, why?
I think this is payback for the at home when you claimed the darker bedroom.
It probably is.
This is payback.
Yeah. 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 It's a great time. Do you got one more?
The color contrast of Synopsi on the back.
Oh, books. My goodness. Yes. Yes, and we've talked about this a lot. There was another episode. Which one was that? I think it was the one where we talked about shopping.
Yes.
Where the color contrast of a synopsis, if it's very close to the color of the
book,
itself, like if the print text color is very close and you can't read it, it is very, very, very frustrating to figure that out. Also, when titles are bad contrast, or when a title is just like, you cannot find it on the book, you look everywhere and it is not there.
Yeah,
that is also very frustrating to me, because I get it's like you want to make covers that like make it seem interesting and stuff, and I get that and I respect that and I'm for that, but like when you can't find the name of the book.
Okay, here's the pro tip from Blind Person. If you want to make your book eye-catching, depending on the genre you write, pick a color of the cover that is not normally seen on books in that genre. Mm-hmm. Like, if you write murder mysteries, I don't know, pick a light color cover!
Yeah.
Wow, your book stands out of all the dark colors.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at that, people.
Yeah. I mean, again, we are not professionals. So, like...
No, and I'm just snarky.
Yeah, and you're just being snarky. But, yeah, it just gets... It gets frustrating when you can't see it. When you can't find the title. Like, it just gets annoying. And it's just like, I'm done with this. Like, I just don't want to deal.
Yeah.
I get that. Can you think of any other ones?
Not off the top of my head.
I was going to say, I feel like I should have, like, at least one more. I can't think of it. So, that being said, I think we're going to leave it off here. We might do this again sometime if we think of some other ones, you know, and we compile a good list. We might do this again another day down the line as just some more bookish frustrations. Because sometimes it's just good to vent these. Get them off your chest. And it also helps with the, you know, I don't want to worry about this anymore kind of thing. Like, sometimes you just need to do that.
Yes.
So that being said, we want to thank you guys for coming along today as we talked about different bookish frustrations. Of course, if you like this episode, if you like what you've been listening to, please consider following the podcast and sharing the episode with your friends. It really would help us to grow the show, and we would appreciate the support those actions would give. And hey, don't forget, if you can, leave a review. Those can really be helpful as well. What are we going to be talking about next time?
Romance trope tier list.
Okay, so we will see you guys then.
Bye.